Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Seventh pitch of the at-bat coming to Austin Wells. And he lines one into right field. Fair ball. Chisholm to third. He's being waved. Eaton coming home. Here's the throw. He's safe. And the Yankees have a lead on Austin Wells' single. And the speed of Chisholm.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Carl Ravitch with the call last night on ESPN as the Yankees stave off elimination and beat the Boston Red Sox 4-3. Setting up a do-or-die game tonight. Winner advances to the American League Divisional Series to take on the Toronto Blue Jays. And two rookies toeing the slab. 24-year-old Cam Schlittler for the New York Yankees. He of 14 career starts. And Connelly Early for the Boston Red Sox, 23 years old, 4 career starts. And for the old heads out there like me, Connelly Early, Quinn's son. Anyone remember Quinn Early, NFL wide receiver back in the day for the San Diego Chargers? Anyway, Schlittler v. Early. I see this game tonight with the Yankees and the Red Sox playing out one of two ways. The Yankees should, keyword, should, smack Connelly Early around. Number one offense in Major League Baseball against lefties. They should smack Early around in this game. They really should. But we have seen the Yankees offense over the years, certainly in the Aaron Boone era, we have seen the bats go cold when it matters the most. And given that we have seen in the first two games of the series, and not just the first two games of this series, but in the regular season finale against on Sunday when the Yankees were trying to win the division against the Baltimore Orioles, we saw all the high leverage relievers used on Sunday also. That's now three consecutive games that we've seen Bednar, that we've seen Cruz, and we've seen Devin Williams. Whereas the Red Sox last night, really the only reliever that they used and stretched out was Garrett Whitlock, who was horrible, thankfully. As a Yankee fan, I'm happy that happened. As a better, maybe I wanted him to pitch a little better, but as a Yankee fan, I'm happy that he pooped down his leg last night, allowing the Yankees to take the lead and eventually win the game. But Boston's got the more well-rested bullpen going into tonight. So I think we see one of two things happen. Number one, if the Yankees win, I think it's a laugher. I think they're up early, and the crowd's going nuts, and they bury Boston in the first couple innings of this game. They smack Early around, they take a lead, and they're able to ride that momentum to the finish line and to the division series. But if the Red Sox take an early lead in this game, and Early looks halfway decent, and the Yankee bats have that feel about them that they're about to go cold on an October night, I think the Red Sox are a good live bet, sincerely, if that happens. And I think my opinion as a Yankee fan should carry weight here, that that's what I think we'll see. So if Boston's up 2-0 going into the bottom of the second, I don't know if I really want to bet the Red Sox in this game, but, you know, like my betting advice would be to bet Boston, to bet them live, because that's how the game's going to feel. The crowd's going to get tight, and I think Boston's got a bullpen advantage in this game when they get to it. And if you like the Yankees tonight, I wouldn't even mess around with the money line. And currently at BetMGM, we are Yankees. So I do a refresh here. Yankees minus 160 and the Sox plus 135. I just play the Yankees on the run line. Yankees minus one and a half runs at plus 140. Again, Yankees win. I think they win by two or more, probably three or more, honestly. And if the Red Sox win, I think it's tight. So thinking 3-2 Boston or 9-2 Yankees, somewhere in that range. And that would dictate how you want to bet the total in the game as well. Now, I can be wrong, and it can go differently, but I feel pretty strongly that this is either Yankees win by a lot or Red Sox win by a little. And it makes me very, 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 very nervous going into tonight. I'm choosing to smile right now rather than scream into the microphone because, man, it's going to be a stressful night at the Costos household. Not just because my daughter's sick and hasn't slept in a few days. That will just compound things. I can't wait for the Yankees to lose and go upstairs to go to sleep and be in bed and have to wake up in about an hour when my daughter is standing in the crib screaming. That's how you know it's bad. For anyone out there who doesn't have a kid, when your kid is standing in the crib, you know you're in for one. That's the issue. It's not the noise. It's the standing in the crib. You better you bet on this Thursday. All right. Thursday night football. I'm a little bummed. This game actually bums me out a little bit. Now I'm going to watch every second of it because I love the National Football League, but the game bums me out. Because on Sunday night, when I'm looking at the openers, right, for week five in the NFL, I'm hitting the pen, getting nice and stoned. Yeah. I'm getting excited. I'm looking at matchups. I'm looking at point spreads. What an awesome game to kick things off this week. Niners and the Rams in Los Angeles. And the point spreads in between Rams -3 and Rams -3.5. And as the week has drawn on, the point spread has gone up and up and up. We are now basically everywhere Rams -8.5. So we've blown through 7, blown through 7.5, and we've blown through 8. Rams -8.5 total in the game has been bet down. We are now 43.5 at BetMGM, below one of the key numbers when we talk about betting totals of 44. Brock Purdy out. Juwan Jennings, out. Ricky Pearsall, out. George Kittle remains out for at least one more game. Nick Bosa is obviously out for the year. And that's how you get the Rams all the way through 7 at home on a short week. So as it stands right now, the number, it feels okay to me. If I had to bet it, and I don't think I'm going to, but if I had to bet the side of the game right now at current numbers, I lean towards the 49ers. Lean. Not a bet, a lean. And you know how leans work. If the Niners cover, I get to come on the show tomorrow and tell you I won. And if they don't, hey, it was just a lean. I'm kidding. Just a lean for me. I'm not going to bet San Francisco. I don't think I'm going to bet San Francisco plus the points. But I do lean towards the Niners. It's a big number, and I have a lot of respect, obviously, for Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What I want to do here from a betting perspective. Everybody Wong tease tonight. Everybody Wong tease tonight. Are the Rams going to lose? Is this game going to be ultra close? I really don't think so. Matthew Stafford's healthy, and we'll see if Rob Havenstein plays, but the offensive line is pretty healthy otherwise for the Rams. Puka's healthy. Devontae's healthy. Jared Verse is healthy. Now compare and contrast, right, to the Niners, where their starting quarterback isn't playing. The two receivers aren't playing. The best pass rusher is out. The star tight end is out. I don't like the setup for San Francisco tonight. Now, at 8.5, you could lose by a touchdown and win the bet, right? So I don't want to lay Rams minus 8.5. Do I like Rams minus 2.5? Rams to win by 3? I do. So I have paired the LA Rams with the Buffalo Bills as a two-team teaser leg for tonight. That is the 2022 NFL season opener memorial teaser. The Rams and the Bills. The Rams down to 2.5 and the Bills down to 2. That's how I'm choosing to play the side of this game, is to tease the Los Angeles Rams. So I've got that. That is good to go. Now let's talk some props. And we will finalize the props at the end of the show. But I do think that this game provides some fascinating prop angles, the Niners and the Rams. So with Jennings and Pierce all out, we will see Kendrick Bourne, the ultimatum. Jake Tongis and DeMarcus Robinson as the top three pass catchers tonight for Mac Jones. And his cell phone number is 281-330-800-FOE. Hit Mac Jones up on the low, because Mac Jones about to... You know. So there's opportunity here with Pierce all out and Jennings out. So here's how I see it going. Mac Jones' passing yards number has been bet up over the course of the day. So it was at 218.5 early this morning. I looked about 15 minutes ago. It was 223.5. So it's been climbing up. Now think about the setup again of this game. Niners, a dog of more than a touchdown on the road. It stands to reason that they're going to have to throw the ball in this game to keep up. Because we think the Rams are going to be able to score, right? The Rams could probably score on anybody. Look what they did to the Eagles a couple of weeks ago with Stafford healthy and Puka healthy and Devontae Adams healthy. San Francisco is going to have to throw. The weather is going to be climate controlled in Southern California. It's a Kyle Shanahan offense. I agree with the betting move towards Mac Jones and that passing yards number. So now where are these yards going to go? Kendrick Bourne not only has familiarity with the Kyle Shanahan system, right? Having played for years in San Francisco before departing from San Fran. So he's been in the Shanahan offense for years before this year, before he was brought in during the season. But he also played for a season in New England with Mac Jones. So there's a rapport with these two. And I think the most likely scenario here with the Niners offensive line, like not being what it's been in past years, even though Trent Williams has been better since he was brutal in week one against Seattle, I think it's going to be Mac like looking for a security blanket. And maybe that's Christian McCaffrey, but McCaffrey, the expectation in the betting market is that McCaffrey beasts both in the run and the pass game. The Bourne number, which is currently high 30s or low 40s, depending on where you're looking, does feel a little low to me. So the Kendrick Bourne receiving yards over looks pretty good. Now let's talk about Jake Tonjes, who will be San Francisco's number one pass-catching tight end with George Kittle remaining out. So last week, we saw Tyler Warren have success against the Los Angeles Rams. In week three, we saw Dallas Goedert. Didn't have a ton of success, but caught a long touchdown, went over his receiving yards prop. We had that in the game against the Los Angeles Rams. Again, like Mac Jones is going to be under duress in this game. He's going to have to get rid of the ball quickly. I'm a Jake Tonjes guy. Except in week one when he cost me money catching that touchdown to beat the Seahawks in my Seahawks bet. Tonjes is receiving yards prop in the high 20s now. I think he's catching four passes in this game. That should be enough to get Tonjes over his receiving yards prop. DeMarcus Robinson, his number feels low to me. Like if Mac Jones is going to have a good game slinging the football, like these guys are going to, someone's going over and maybe multiple guys for the 49ers. We can finalize it at the end of the show, but I will have at least one of these Niners pass catchers going over, and I do like the Mac Jones passing yards over as well. And if and when the Los Angeles Rams win tonight's game, and the betting market says that they are very likely to win, the Rams are going to be in pole position to win the NFC West. We'll improve to 4-1. We'll see about Arizona this weekend as the Cardinals host the Tennessee Titans. It's hard to trust Arizona. Maybe we'll take them in Survivor because they're playing Cam Ward and the Titans. Arizona feels like they're on at least one tier below the Rams. The Seahawks are looming as an interesting team. And I told you last Friday after the Seahawks beat the Cardinals how impressed I am with Sam Darnold and how awesome I think Sam Darnold is. And Mike McDonald's an awesome defensive coach. And then I think the Seahawks are a playoff team, so I'm not trying to discount Seattle. But I don't think if Matthew Stafford's healthy that you can put Seattle in the same breath as the Los Angeles Rams. And if the Rams win tonight, they'll be 4-1, the Niners will be 3-2, and the Rams will have a head-to-head win over San Francisco. And for as good as the Niners can be in theory, I never thought the Niners' ceiling was as high as the Rams' ceiling. Even if I felt like the Niners' floor was higher than the Rams, given Matthew Stafford's back, I said before the year started, the Rams were the only team in that division with potential Super Bowl upside. I'm not saying that the Rams win the NFC West with a win tonight. That's obviously not the case. But I think it puts them in really, really, really strong position to do so. And they are big favorites in tonight's game. It's going to be one of the things that we're talking about when we lead off tomorrow's Phenomenal Football Friday edition of You Better You Bet. On the other side, Femi and Tyler join me, and we will finalize our survival, attempt to at least finalize our survivor play for week six.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.